thing. You never go in that store anymore. And I told Mr. I wasn't mad or anything what had happened. But Mabel came up the aisle and she was crying. We was in each other's arms. She was crying because she knew she'd done me wrong, you know, that happening. And he said, we'll order one for Wanda. We'll see if we can get one. You know, he made calls. He wrote to duplicate that dress. We never could. Well, that man at the store, he said, I've traded the lifestyle back. I said, now, Mr. don't be that way about it. I said, this girl is good, but she's an old maid, and she just did that. And don't feel that way about the store. Please come back. But they waited, I guess, 6 months, and finally they came back and traded. But you've got to mind and be careful about things like that. And there's always somebody getting mad, and I was always the one that had to patch it up. Mr. Send me out and go and talk to them. Well, finally, they'd come back. Well, man, he was a bootlegger, but boy, he spent plenty of money there and everything. Now, I said, Mr. Hall, I said, they didn't buy high-priced things. Our store was just lots of work clothes. We had nice things, ladies ready to wear, and all like that, nice things. But that's not recording, is it?
Let's just keep going. It's okay.
So I said, now, our store was like that, and this Mr. Hall, he had plenty of money, and they'd just buy, maybe $50 worth at a cheap store back, you take 15 years ago, and like that. It was different to now. Things are awfully high. Now, I said, Mr. had seen him up the street, and he said, Mr. and I wish you'd go up and talk to Woody Hall and reason with him to see if he won't come back. Well, he did. He came back and traded with us. And just various times, I was always having to patch up the store. But I loved to work then. As I say, I'm sure a half a dozen people had said to me, Mr. if you ever get... we'd rather you come and work for us. How about coming and working? And I'd get a little raise. I'd tell Mr. that the different ones wanted me to come. He said, now, I'm going to give you some more money. We don't want you to go. So I'd stay there. We never got rich there, but I was happy there.
Yeah.
And so I've always enjoyed the work there. And living with people, it's meant an awful lot to me. And so I guess that's life after all.
Yeah. Okay, if you remember, we were talking about things on a farm.
Yeah.
You know? What did you call that sack or bag that feed used to come in? You know, it's...
Tote sack.
And do you remember taking corn to the mill to have it done?
My daddy always went to mill with his corn and had it ground and brought back. The same way in the fall, we had wheat, he'd take that to mill, and that flour, you'd think it would get full of weevils. He had a big old maul, I guess is that big around, and about so high, then there was a stick in that, and that flour was just beat down just as in those barrels.
Hmm.
Just, you know, and that's enough for our bread, you see. And he'd maybe kill 5 or 6 big hogs. We'd always have a piece of ham meat for breakfast, and Mama had hens to lay the eggs, and we had plenty to eat. My daddy always, you know.
Yeah.
And he had a little blacksmith shop, and he was a carpenter, and well, I just raised up in a home, you see, like that.
Yeah.
And my mother was a wonderful seamstress, and she'd always say we'd put the price in materials, and she made pretty clothes. I had pretty clothes, but she didn't spend a lot for our clothes, but she being a good seamstress, I had lovely clothes. But I'm grateful that I came up in a home where we knew the worth of a dollar, knew how to spend it. Mother would always say, not what you make, but how you know how to use it. And so, as I say, I was reared where we associated with a better class of people. And I know one girl said to me one day, said, Belle, said,